General Manager of Physical Performance, he was, Brett Burton, but he has now filled the head of football position vacated by David Noble, and he joins us now. Brett, congratulations on the promotion.
Yeah, thanks, boys. Looking forward to getting the hands dirty and the challenge ahead.
Now, is this something that you've coveted? You sort of wanted to move into that side as opposed to the physical performance side, or is this something that you've seen the opportunity and said, I might have a crack at that?
Nah, certainly. I guess it was an aspiration, down the track. It's something that I've looked at over the last couple of years, being involved in the role I had at Brisbane and here, and kind of, to be honest, did parts of the role at Brizzy in the early days. So, it's an aspiration of mine to get there. Probably didn't plan on it being this soon, but still feel as though I've got the capability to do it. And given the playing background and role with high performance, but also, my administration roles with the Player Association, Laws of Game, feel I've well equipped to be able to do it.
Tell us about the process you went to secure it.
Yeah, well, probably about 6 weeks ago, I suppose. Time goes so quick, it's hard to define exactly when it was, but it was a couple of weeks after the season. Remember, we did our reviews and the season and planning, and then just went through a process. With Fags and the selection committee, and that obviously took a while until we ended with a decision not that long ago. So in the way Fags always does, which is certainly admirable in terms of how he's running the footy club at the moment, is go to market and for any senior positions and try and find the best person. So I have comfort in the fact that he's done that, and it was good to go through that process and the successful output in the end.
Now, there was some talk when David went to Brisbane that they might change the role, that it might be someone that will look after the footy and someone else looking after some of the other parts of it. Will the role be exactly the same as when Nobes had it?
Yeah, it will be. Yep, no, it's got exactly the same portfolio. So, we're coaching and high performance, list management, and then the football administration and women. So yeah, exactly the same role. As I said, got to learn to parts of that. Certainly, I haven't had experience in the list management, and I need to get myself across some of the women's program, was obviously just starting. But I feel I've got both of those areas. I guess I just learnt and experienced the areas. So and we've got a great team with the list management area, headed by Justin Reid, and supported well by Fags and Pike, and also Mark Rusciuto. So comfortable that that area is run well, and hopefully be able to add some value into it as time goes by.
Congratulations, Brett. From all we hear, a terrific appointment, although being internal, and there's going to be negativity about mates' jobs. We've covered that. I'm not even going to cover that with you, but I think a big part of this job is building relationships with other clubs and with the AFL, conflict management and negotiation. Are they strengths of yours?
Yeah, I think so. As I touched on before, my role previously is President of the Players Association, back in my playing days, and then also sitting on the Laws of the Game that was chaired by Mark Evans over the last 3 to 4 years. I think I've got good relationships within the industry, I think that that's a positive, and looking forward to further developing those. So certainly, don't see it as a weakness, that's for sure.
Okay, so when Nobes left, sounds like you must have picked up a bit of the slack in the footy department role as soon as he left, Brett?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, it was shared between myself and Phil Harper for the little time when he was gone. I mean, fortunate in the fact that it's out of season, and so really you move into from a footy program point of view, we're in the review mode, and so I was doing that in high performance, yep. And Pike was doing that from a coaching perspective, and administrative stuff rolls on as it does always, and then moving into trade period and now into the draft, so clearly that's headed up by Justin. So it wasn't too much to pick up, to be honest. It was really just business as usual, and which gave, I guess, from a timing point of view, it's really good because gave the club a good opportunity to take a deep breath and kind of canvas the marketplace and make a decision in their own time to get to where they've got to.
What's your game day role?
Yeah, I haven't actually worked through that yet. I'll sit down with Pikey and get his thoughts on it. And would have thought it's probably don't want to get too bogged down in the detail to have the ability to be able to sit back and have a look at it from a bird's eye view would be good. But we'll work through that in due course with Pikey and see where he needs support and what he feels is necessary from his point of view.
What's the first item on the agenda? What needs improving?
I think, Bix, we're in an industry and a competition that's constantly evolving, and you can never sit still. And reality is, we weren't the premier, so we've got some areas to work on. Specifically, it's more just about getting my feet under the desk for a start, and working with the managers of each of those key areas and seeing where their challenges lie. I know from a list point of view, we'll go to the draft this year. We went through our review from an individual and team point of view. In each of the different areas of the footy program at the end of the season, and identified some areas for improvement. So, for now, for me, it's just really just touching base with everyone and seeing where I can support them, and then look to assist in driving towards getting better, which clearly you need to do in every area.
Matt Haas, you appointed 2 months ago as the strength and conditioning coach. Now he jumps up into your role, general manager of high performance.
Yeah, he's had the fastest promotion in history. I think a couple of his mates said to him, based on this speed of promotion, he'll be the Prime Minister by Christmas time.
Please. So he's fine. Well, President of the United States.
Well, Donald Trump's there.
Well, yeah, I'm not sure you want to go there, but look, he's a great appointment for us. Look, we brought him on knowing that he had the capability to step into that role, eventually. Not foreseeing that it was going to happen so soon, or that it was a plan to oust anyone. I certainly felt comfortable in my position, but reality is he's been offered that opportunity elsewhere before, and he's been courted by a number of clubs over the last couple of years. So, probably the fortunate thing for us was that, given the experiences in the last couple of years at Brisbane, he was just looking for a change. And with the relationship and the experience that I'd had with him over 5 years up there, we were able to grab him and bring him in that strength role. And now he's elevated into the general manager of high performance, which I know he's got the credentials to do, and will do a good job because he's got the capability.
Our special guest, Brett Burton, Adelaide head of footy, which is a terrific appointment. Any learnings, do you think, from the club's performance at the trade period, Brett? What would have you done differently?
Well, not a lot, to be honest. I mean, I wasn't involved in the detail of it, obviously, but we were going to the trade period with a clear direction that, we were basically going to go to the draft, and that was our philosophy. Obviously we had the Bryce Gibbs manager contact us at the 11th hour and say that they were interested in getting Bryce back to Adelaide, and for the reasons that I guess have already been brought up with Carlton's demands that we weren't willing to meet them. So, that didn't come about, but we're very confident on going to the draft and going back to what the plan was prior to the trade period.
So you wouldn't have done anything differently?
No, not at all. No, okay. Very comfortable with where it was at. When you're dealing with with someone that's a contracted player, always very difficult. I mean, they at the end of the day, they hold the cards. So. Yeah. We're very clear on the fact that we want to go to the draft, and really we had to we're compelled to entertain the option because it was put to us, and so we went through with looking at that option, and in the end it didn't work out, so we move on and go to the draft.
Disappointed to miss out on Michael Barlow?
Oh, look, we only had preliminary discussions with Michael, and they were very preliminary, very brief. We didn't get into too much detail, and he made a decision to go to the Gold Coast. You'd have to ask him for what his reasons are on that. But
you wanted him? The club wanted him?
Look, we just had initial discussions with him. To be honest, we didn't really go down the track in terms of making an offer or anything like that. It was just simple initial discussions. And I guess when anyone wants to come to South Australia and someone of Michael's calibre, you certainly have the sit down and have the discussion. But we didn't get past any initial discussions. That's for sure.
What about the line of reporting? Different clubs have different lines of reporting. Does Don Pike report to you, or does he report to the CEO?
No, but both of us report directly to the CEO. So that's the line of reporting. Mm-hmm. And then the rest of the footy department to report to me. So it's nice and clean and simple. And obviously Pike and I work really closely together to ensure that we provide the best footy program for not only the players but also the staff. And I think the roles of this year, we off the back of the 16 wins we felt that it was largely from the players' perspective and the feedback that we got off the back of providing a really enjoyable and engaging environment, and look forward to continuing to drive that and help support the coaching staff and also the high performance staff in doing that.
And sadly, we heard after 7 years, he's a ripping fella. Sam Shaw's retired from concussion issues, Birdman.
Yeah, look, really disappointing for Sam. It's never easy when you have to come to that decision, but he's had to through. Choosing his health over his footy career, come to that decision, and we don't take concussion lightly. It's obviously a serious issue in football, and he's sought the advice of the medical experts, and also taken the time over this holiday period to chat to his family and friends, and obviously come to that decision. So, we support him on that, and look forward to continuing to support him. He's a ripping fella and been around the footy club for 7 years now. So, he's one of us, and we will look forward to continuing to support him. Yeah,
what about the health of the rest of the group? Many off season operations. How many of the guys are going to miss the start of pre-season?
Yeah, pretty good, really, Bix. We had Josh Jenkins with ankle surgery. He's tracking along really well. We had Tom Lynch with knee surgery. I saw him in this morning actually, and he's back running and moving well. So probably the only guys are Luke Brown and also Cole Cheney. They just had some groin soreness through the season, and really we made a decision just to back them off, given that they've had big years and I guess a big couple of years really with their game and training loads. But both those guys will be back full training by Christmas, and expect the full list as of today are all planning to be available for NAB One.
Now you're the head of football now, and you can tell us to go forth and multiply it, Brett. You have the power to do so. Now, we've been flogging the organic growth grab that Justin Reid played, and Bix has been the one leading the charge with that.
I'm not across this one.
Oh, okay. Well, we had Reedy on, and, play it. Just quickly play it. Sammy, come on, one job.
Organic growth.
Now, Justin Reid said that in an interview with us, and apparently the club is really peed off with that fact that we're flogging the gizzards out of it, Brett. Now, being
organic growth.
Adelaide's head of footy,
yes.
If you tell us not to play it again, we will not play it again.
Oh, look.
He's not losing any sleep over it, by the sound of it.
No, but it's only fair. We've
Justin
heard internally
Reed, you're losing sleep over it, is he? Or?
No. Apparently. So we will listen to you, Birdman. You are the head of footy. You know, half-time of every game, the 5AA call, one of our highlights is Bix talking to Adelaide's head of footy. That'll now be you, Birdman.
Can't wait, mate.
I don't think we're sensitive enough to take that out of context.
It's
a bit of fun, isn't it?
Yeah, that's a bit of fun. Hey, you know what? A terrific appointment, Brett. We knew you had your eye on this for some time. It may have come a little quicker than you thought. Your big size 11s are under the desk. We wish you all the best. And, mate, thanks for your time. And we'll be speaking to you. Well, you're the man. You're the go-to man, Brett. You will be the go-to man.
That's it. Any issues, give me a call, and I'll either answer it or I won't. One or the other.
Good work. Thanks, Brett.
Thanks, boys. Good chat.
There you go. No, Brett Burton there, the new general manager of football, the Adelaide Football Club.
It's a huge job, Bix.
Well, it is. He's done absolutely outstanding. Look, there was some questions when he came to Adelaide, came from Brisbane. They were a bit underperforming. But what he did this year in terms of the football...
Faultless.
The high-performance area, their best ever in terms of games, miss or injury, soft tissue, all of them off the chart. So... on the back of that, and obviously the organisation and the other qualities that he's brought, they've seen fit to be really confident in him being able to step up.
I'll finish it with this. The football manager needs to have the respect of the players. He's got that. He's had that for a year. That's a huge tip. Has to be good at man management. He's got a record of that. Has to be good at conflict management and building relationships, not just within the club, but with other clubs. You couldn't pick a better bloke to do those three things. You get that right. The admin stuff's easy. Benny Barbecue can do that behind the scenes. You want a figurehead? You got Brett Burton.
Just be careful about making administrative errors. We know where that led to another time.
Oops.
Ha 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 ha!